الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف إنه كان فاحشة ومقتا وساء سبيلا. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson, we are going to speak about those women with regards to whom nikah is impermissible, nikah is prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists for us here in this verse and in the next verse a number of women with regards to whom nikah is impermissible. And some of them, with regards to some of them, nikah is impermissible permanently. And with regards to some of them, nikah is impermissible temporarily. And of course, we are just going to list what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed here for us in the next verse without delving into the fiqh implications of this marriage, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah says that do not marry what your fathers married. In other words, not marry the wives of your fathers. Do not marry whom your fathers married. Do not marry the wives of your fathers. Illa ma qad salaf, except for whatever happened in the days of Jahiliyyah. If that happened in the days of Jahiliyyah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for that. And Allah says, innahu kana fahishata wa maqta. This is something totally evil, something disgusting. This is something that is totally detestable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, wasa'a sabila. What an evil way to go about. What an evil habit, what an evil practice. And that is to marry those women whom your fathers married. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ. And it goes on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, you cannot marry your mothers. It is impermissible for you to marry your mothers. When we look at this, so this refers to your mother, it refers to your grandmother as well. وَبَنَاتُكُمْ, your daughters, it refers to your daughter, your granddaughters, however low, even when it comes to your mothers, however high. وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ, and your sisters. وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ, and your maternal aunts. وَخَالَاتُكُمْ, so your paternal aunts. وَخَالَاتُكُمْ, and your maternal aunts. وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِي وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ, your brother's daughters, your nieces from that side, وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ, and your sister's daughters. وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, your mothers who breastfed you. So those mothers who have breastfed you, you cannot marry them as well. As well, وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ, you cannot marry your sisters also from fosterage. Those sisters who suckled with you, you cannot marry them too. وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, and you cannot marry your mother-in-law. You cannot marry your mother-in-law. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ, you cannot marry those women who are under your care. Now, what this means, this refers to your stepdaughters. Your stepdaughters. The word Rabiba is used for a stepdaughter. Why? Because in Arabic, this comes from the word Tarbiyah. In other words, when she came into your care now, along with her mother, now you are looking after her. In an Arabic, tarbiyah means to nurture somebody, to bring up somebody. So she's now called a rabiba. So Allah says, وَرَبَائِبُكُمْ, this is the plural. Your stepdaughters who are now in your care, أَلَّتِي مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ, so your stepdaughters, you cannot marry them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, there's a clause, مِنَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. Supposedly, you had intercourse with a mother, then she becomes impermissible for you. The stepdaughter becomes impermissible for you. But if you did not have intercourse with her mother, then there is no harm for you to marry the stepdaughter. Allah clearly mentions that. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. If you do not consummate this marriage with her mother, then it is not impermissible for you to marry this daughter of hers from another father. وَحَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. And Allah also says, these women are also impermissible for you. Who? Allah says, حَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمْ, your daughter-in-laws. Allah says, your daughter-in-laws are also impermissible for you to marry. أَلَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ, another clause. Allah says, the daughter-in-laws, but, or in other words, your sons, wives. But which sons are we talking about? We are talking about those sons who are from your loins. Those sons who are your own sons. We are not speaking about your adopted son. Supposedly your adopted son married somebody and later he had some issue with his wife and whatever happened and now you intend to marry her, yes, then she's permissible for you. And then Allah says, well, and same thing happened with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his adopted son, Zayd radiallahu anhu, and his wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that an entire episode broke out. Allah wanted this to happen to show us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now married his adopted son's wife. And Allah wanted to explain this, that this is not something impermissible. This is totally permissible. So Allah made that incident happen in the hayat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, using Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the example for you and I to understand that for one to marry his adopted son's wife, this is not something impermissible. And Allah also wanted to show in that incident that Zayd radiallahu anhu, he is the adopted son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your adopted son is not like your own son. So, وَحَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. And you cannot combine between two sisters at the same time. If your wife passes away and later on you marry her sister, then it is permissible. Or if for whatever something has to happen in that particular nikah, then you marry her sister after that, that is permissible. But to combine two sisters at one time in the same marriage, that is impermissible. Allah says, إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Again Allah says, except for whatever happened in the past, in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of pagandom, in the days of ignorance, if this had happened, then again, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. This is the end of the fourth para, the starting of the fifth para. We'll commence with that tomorrow, inshallah. Allah talks about another few cases where it is impermissible to marry certain women.